practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to gather around the radio today with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And today, we're going to begin the program with a great old hymn of the faith entitled, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. And that's a good way to start out a Sunday morning, isn't it not? To say, I'm going to praise my Savior all the day long. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And this is also what we call the Lord's Day, the day in which we as Christians worship the Lord together with others of like precious faith, and we do so in spirit and in truth. And so as we go throughout this day, let's serve the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord all the day long. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio. And from us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and to you wherever you might be, we thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to bring this program to you Sunday after Sunday, as we've been doing for so many, many years. And I just want to say, as I've said so many times over again, if we can serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. And our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. We would love to hear from you. You can go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn about our ministry. That's simply fbcaltoona.org. And you can learn about our ministry there and what we are doing. Even throughout these COVID-19 days, why, things are still quite busy here around the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. But it is our desire that you know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And I want to ask you today, have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Have you? The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And simply speaking, that would involve saying, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." You might ask the question, "Why should I do that?" Well, simply because the Bible says we are all sinners. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And if we want to have the forgiveness of sins, and if we want to spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven, then we need to call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save us. And he will deliver us from our sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence. So please take a look at your life and to see if you can find a time when you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you have, rejoice in it. If you have not, I would encourage you right now, right there, by the radio or the computer or the phone or over whatever device you might be listening to this program, simply say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And if you make that your prayer, and it's your heartfelt prayer, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we would be delighted to send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Again, our phone number is 814-944-2894, and the email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org, fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to come to you on this another Lord's Day. It's the day that we as Christians have set aside to worship you, to serve you, to fellowship with you along with others of like precious faith in local Bible-believing churches. And I pray, Lord, that today every one of us will go to church, every one of us will be in your word, every one of us will worship you, because you deserve it. You are the great God and greatly to be praised. And I know, Father, that you know everyone under the sound of my voice who does not know you. They've not trusted your Son as their Savior. It is my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them. So, Father, take the program today and use it for your intended purposes. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song entitled, "How Can I Fear," on the piano. from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, where the Word of God says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to even to subdue all things unto himself." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. And now before I deliver a message from Psalm 100, entitled A Look at God, let's listen to another great hymn that encourages us to have faith in God. It was a song written by Dr. Al Smith. We have not heard from him in a long time, so he's going to sing for us right now, Have Faith in God.
Do you ever feel downhearted or discouraged? Do you ever think your work is all in vain? Do the burden thrust upon you make you tremble, and you feel that you will not the victory gain? Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Though storms of life your path assail, his word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. It is always darkest just before the dawning. Silver linings shine on God's side of the clouds. All your journey he has promised to be with you. Nothing comes to you but what his love allows. Have faith in God, he cannot fail. Those forms of life your path assail, his word is true, he cares for you.
A song written and sung there by Dr. Al Smith. He was a great friend of mine, and the Lord took him home to be with himself. I think it was on August the 10th, 2001. A man who has written over 500 songs and choruses down through his life, and the Lord is still using those songs and choruses. I think probably the most famous chorus that Al Smith has written is For God So Loved the World. And maybe the most famous song he has written is the song that we all love to sing, Surely Goodness and Mercy. And that those are songs, two of the songs and choruses that Al Smith has put together. But he was a great man of God. He loved the Lord, and he loved to sing. He loved to sing his own songs, and he loved to sing the songs of others. Dr. Alfred B. Smith, thank the Lord for him. Well, today, if you have a copy of God's Word, please turn with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100 is a psalm that I read many times personally, as well as share it with people who are in need, whether they're in the hospital or whatever the case. But it's a psalm of praise and joy. And it has a message for us today, and the message is a look at God. Let me read the psalm, and then we'll highlight it. Psalm 100, beginning with verse 1, says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." That is a psalm, ladies and gentlemen, Psalm 100, that is filled with great truth about God, who God is, and how we should respond to him. That's why I'm calling this message a look at God. The first thing we see here is that we should praise the Lord. Verse 1 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." That joyful noise isn't just some kind of a joy noise that has no sense or no rhyme. No, it really is the noise of praise, the noise of song, the noise of lifting up words to God and saying, "God, I love you. God, you're great. God, I give you the praise." And the Bible tells us here that that is something that all lands should do, which basically means everybody all over the earth. Wouldn't it be great this morning if everybody all over the earth would make a joyful noise unto the Lord? And I realize that there are many different peoples with many different religions and many different backgrounds, but wouldn't it just be something wonderful if everyone today on the face of the earth got saved, trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, and made a joyful noise unto the Lord? Can you imagine what that would sound like to us? But imagine what it would sound like to God. He would be honored and he would be worshiped. But I know today that not everybody is going to trust Christ as Savior in the world. And I know today that not everybody is going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But you can make that joyful noise. I can make that joyful noise. If you're not saved, you can trust Christ as Savior and then rejoice in the Lord for all that he is. So today, praise the Lord. Secondly, serve the Lord. Verse 2 of Psalm 100 says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. That word gladness really means glee. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes to serving the Lord, we ought to do it with great gladness. So many times I think that there are Christians who serve the Lord grudgingly. They'll say, "Well, if nobody else will do it, I will do it." You hear that around the church so often, don't you? But in other circumstances, in other situations, people are serving the Lord, but they're not glad in their service. I would encourage you today to begin to serve the Lord like you've never done before, and do it gladly, because if you do, you'll get the blessing of God and you'll honor him. The verse goes on then to say, "Come before his presence with singing." One of the ways you can serve him with gladness is by singing unto him. You know, many times when you look out over a congregation, you'll find that there are a lot of people who aren't singing at all. And then you've got people who are enjoying the songs. Well, we should enjoy the songs that we sing, because the songs that we sing are to be rendered unto the Lord in worship, in praise, and in thanksgiving. So serve the Lord with gladness by even singing unto him. Thirdly, Psalm 100 tells us to know the Lord. Look at verse 3. It says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture." Yes, know the Lord. Obviously, that would involve trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. But in this verse, we see three things that knowing the Lord will recognize. Number one, know him that he is God. You see, our Lord is the only God, the only God. That's emphasized over and over in the book of Isaiah, among other places, where God himself says, I am God and there is none else. And I realize that there always have been people who've worshiped other gods that are false, that are fake, that are fraudulent. But we have a God who's true. Not only is the Lord God, but the Lord is the Creator. It says it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Aren't you glad you didn't make yourself? You might say, Pastor Gary, well, that I would have made me a bit different. Well, yes, and you would have probably made a mess of yourself. But God made you the way that he wants you to be. And so accept yourself for the way that God has made you. And as doing so, give him praise. Know the Lord. He is God. He is the Creator. But then he is also the Provider, where it says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Whatever our needs are, the Lord is there to take care of them. As Psalm 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is, since the Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I'm going to lack, because he will be there to take care of me all of the time. Fourthly, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Wow. Yes, indeed, we should thank the Lord. You'll say, what does that involve? Well, thank the Lord for who he is. As we just mentioned from verse 3, he is God, he is the Creator, he is the Provider, and we could go on. He is the Redeemer, he is the Great Shepherd, he's the Good Shepherd, he is the Almighty God, he's the one who sticks closer than the brother, he is the one that loves us in spite of ourselves, and we could go on and on and on. So thank the Lord for who he is. And every day he pours out his grace and mercy upon us, for which we ought to be thankful. Because the Bible says in Lamentations 3 that if it would not be for the mercy of the Lord, we would be consumed. So thank God for who he is, and then thank God for what he does. Day by day, and with each passing moment, God is with us to strengthen us, to secure us, to lead us, to use us, to provide for us, and he has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So thank the Lord for who he is and for what he does. And then finally, focus on the Lord. Focus on the Lord. The fifth verse of Psalm 100 says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Focus on that today. The goodness of God simply means that there is nothing bad or wrong in him. The mercy of God means that he does not give us what we deserve, but he is there to strengthen us and provide for us always. And then the truth of God, well, it will always endure. It will never end. And it is found in Jesus Christ and in the Word of God. So today, I would encourage you to look at God. Praise the Lord. Serve the Lord. Know the Lord, thank the Lord, and then focus on the Lord. Psalm 100, very short, but very, very powerful. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there where you are, to say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the church, and we'll send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, it's just been a delight to have you there by the radio today. Have a great day in the Lord. And until we meet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen and amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.